Subbrus. On demand. Follow Subbrus Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subbrus
Radio. All right, so check it out. He is one of UK's versatile British Asian singers. And you know what? I've been supporting this brother from his very first track, the one that you just heard, Naya Lugda, from way back in 2013. All right. He's had a little bit of a break, but he is back with a ba-boom, with a bang. All right, for 2022. And just last week, he dropped a big tune, and you know what, loving the vibe on the track, and as I've always done, it was only right we got him back up on the show to show our love, to show our support, alright? So the new track is called Yadia, and the artist who I'm talking about is my bro, the hugely talented, a man like Santu!
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Akshay Paji. Thank you for having me on, man. Thank you. It's an absolute privilege, as always.
Of course, man.
As always. You know.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. And do you know what? I know it's been a little while since we've spoken, but you know what, bro? It's just like yesterday, man. You know, it's like, you know, it doesn't feel that long, even though it has been. You know, you're
100%.
You know, you're not just an amazing artist, but you know, you're a good friend as well, man. So you big up yourself.
Thank you, brother. No, honestly, I appreciate it, man. Honestly, like, you know yourself, I've been busy in the industry. If I'm not releasing, I'm performing, so like up and down the country performing, you know, doing shows, recording, you know, producing. So yeah, man, I'm not gone anywhere. I'm just coming back now, like with the new tracks, and you know, hopefully releasing a lot more music for you guys. And you know, you've always supported me, Akshay Paji. I remember from Naya Lugda times, you know, back in 2013, when that went to number one, you know, with that track. And then even Gal Sunja, I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, of course.
With Shail as well. So, you know, it's an absolute privilege. It's like home for me, you know. I'm only down the road, Nottingham. So, yeah, man.
There we go, man. And, you know, my doors are always, always open, my brother. But listen, you know, and I meant what I said, you know, and I'm not just saying it because I got love for you, but, you know, you are such a versatile singer. And, you know, just in those two tracks, Gal Sunja and Naya Lugda, you know, you showed your flavor. And, you know, with all your performances and, you know, stuff that you're putting out on social media, you know, you've shown, you know, your versatility as, you know,
thank
as an
you,
artist.
Brother. But also, you know, I'd like to just, like, you know, ਸਤਵੇਲਾ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਵੀ ਸਬਰਾਸ ਦੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਕ ਸੁਣਨ ਵਾਲੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮੇਰੇ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਭਰੀ ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਸਲਾਮ ਅਦਾਬ ਅਰਜ਼ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਵਿਦਾਊਟ ਦ ਲਿਸਨਰਸ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਵੀ ਨਥਿੰਗ ਐਜ਼ ਆਲ ਐਜ਼ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਸੋ ਲਾਈਕ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਮਾਈ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਐਂਡ ਸਲਾਮ ਨਮਸਕਾਰ ਟੂ ਆਲ ਦ ਲਿਸਨਰਸ ਆਫ ਸਬਰਾਸ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਆਲਸੋ
ਹਾਂਜੀ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ Oh, listen, my brother, you know, before we start talking about the new song, all right, you know, let's talk about you a little bit. Obviously, you know, you got busy with other things and, you know, you fell off the radar a little bit. And but, you know, obviously you're back. But in that time, my brother, you know, the music game has changed so much, you know. I mean, you know,
so much.
When you thought, right, you know, I'm gonna make this comeback of sorts, right? You know, when you looked around and the type of, you know, releases and the music and the style and the genre of music that was coming out, you know, I mean, like, your head must have been spinning. You know what you know? How did
of
he?
Course,
how
of
did he focus and think? All right, you know, ab ki kara.
Bro, honestly, like, I always go with my heart, as you know, like,
yeah.
Even then with, like, Naya Lugda at the time, there was so much, you know, like, Bhangra music, and, you know, we're big fans of Bhangra as well,
yeah.
But, you know, coming from that kind of background of the kind of Sufi Kalam, you know, the Qawwali style, you know, even at that time in 2013, when we came out with that song, people didn't expect it. People was like, wow, like, literally... Although it never flavored, you know, with the Qawwali and everything, yeah. Like that. And it's always been my forte to come out with something that is, you know, out of the box, but also something that I listen to on a regular basis. So like with this song, Yariya, believe it or not, I mean, this song was actually recorded like 7 years ago.
Okay.
So I actually composed, wrote the song and produced the song. I think this particular version was sitting on my kind of hard drive for like 6-7 years. And even now, like when I, since it's been out, I get phone calls like, bro, it sounds so fresh, sounds so, you know, current. But I've recorded this song like 6 years ago, 6-7 years ago. And for me to hear that, it's an absolute honor. And, you know, I did like various different versions. We've got a couple of surprises coming up within the next kind of few weeks with Revere Records. We've got another version of Yaria coming out, one of the versions that I did before this particular version, an acoustic version, which we're going to be dropping very, very soon as well. So, but yeah, just going back to kind of this kind of release that we've done, with this kind of whole vibe, I wanted to keep it that retro kind of dance, kind of that weekend vibe on it, mixed with that kind of Michael Jackson kind of early Thriller kind of vibes on the song. So, you know, I'm glad it worked, and I'm glad like the people are very, very kind of receptive towards it, and, you know, they're enjoying it, which is the main thing, you know.
Of course. And it's, you know, it's always scary for an artist. I mean, you know, you obviously hit the scene with a bang back in 2013. Then, you know, you had a bit of a hiatus, and now that you're back, I mean, you know, did you feel like, almost like, man, you know, I'm having to start all over again from scratch to reestablish myself, or did you find with this release that the fans from back in the day kind of all of a sudden went, hey, he's back, and you know, and they were back with you again?
You know what it was? It's just like a mix of everything, like you said, buddy. It's like, you know, I'm having to start again, because you know yourself, within this industry, you know, if you're not releasing consistently, you know, your fan base starts to lose interest, and then, you know, other artists come in and they're doing a great job also. And this industry is all about consistency, and it's all about being in the public eye, public domain, quite frequently, for them to kind of know what you're up to. And like, obviously, I've had that, you know, that break, we have not released so often, and a lot of the kind of listeners, I mean, they're all there, to be honest with you. A lot of the listeners that heard me from back in the day, all there, and they're all supporting, so I'm just like so grateful to them. But at the same time, you know, they wasn't expecting to hear this kind of commercial kind of retro vibe. They're used to my, the Sufi Kalam, kind of the Qawwali, the classical stuff. So it was a big kind of, you know, a big kind of shock to them also. But they've kind of received it really, really well, which is what I'm so grateful for, to be honest with you. But, you know, like, it's you guys, your guys' support, you guys are playing it, and also the feedback I get from various different, you know, radio stations just like yourselves, you know, it's amazing. And I'm so, so grateful, you know, I'm so grateful to the one above, who's kind of, you know, given me this opportunity to kind of express my music in all different genres. You know, I mean, to be honest with you, that's what I'm all about as well. Musically, is like, I love experimenting with different genres, different sounds, and different kind of things. When you're from that classical base, you know, the world is your oyster with music. As soon as you've kind of learned that classical base, then you can kind of, you know, put that to any other genre. And implement that to any other genre, and it'll also have the same kind of effect, which is why, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, fingers crossed, are loving the track, and I'm getting messages like to this day, like at the moment, people are messaging me like every day saying, wow, what a catchy tune, what a, you know, people are addicted to it, like literally. So I'm really, really kind of happy about that.
And one of the things that I'm really kind of happy about, when I first heard this track, because, you know, when you have, like, you know, I keep saying it, when you have been off the scene a little while and you're thinking, right, I'm going to come back, you look around at and see what other artists are doing, and it's so easy to kind of conform and go, you know, and go, right, so, you know, this is in at the moment, so I'm just going to be a sheep and just do that. But you know what, from day one, you've always done your own thing, being original, being fresh, you know, from Noyo Lugda, you know, because no one expected a Qawwali style track to come out back in 2013.
No.
And in the same way with Yaria, you know, again, it's out of the box. It sounds nothing like what is out at the moment. So again, you know, some would say it was a bit of a risk to do that, but no, do you know what? It, if anything, it made it stand out from everything, and that is why it's getting the love it is.
100%. I mean, you know, I've always been an advocate of, like, when you do music from the heart, you do music that's original rather than following, you know, what's going off out there. You know, what everyone's doing is great. I mean, that's their own kind of artistry, their own kind of expression of what they kind of get out there. And for me, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, how do I kind of express my music in such a way that, you know, people are going to say, this is fresh, or this ain't been done before kind of thing. And I've always been, you know, listening to artists like that all my life. So for me, it's a natural thing to come out with something, or always kind of researching or just trying to kind of come out with something that's going to be original. And that's always been my thing from day one. And I hope to, you know, I hope to God to, you know, that I can do that going forward and, you know, and in the future. And hopefully I can bring out more and more music that people kind of love, really. But, you know, you are going to hear the kind of traditional stuff from me as well. So it's not just this commercial vibe. You are going to hear the stuff that I've always, you know, grown up listening to, but with my own kind of twist. So, you know, I've been getting a lot of kind of messages from my fans, you know, Samson, when are you going to drop something like Neo Lagda or Kowali or, you know, like a traditional kind of vibe. And, you know, I just want to let them know, like, that's coming also, you know. So, you know, just keep your eyes, keep your ears peeled, because that I will be releasing that as well. So,
without a doubt, man. And the video, loving that whole retro vibe. It's so colourful, and it's, you know, this track and the video is just perfect for the summer. You know, I mean, it's just got that such a colourful and just such a cool vibe to it. How you know what I got to ask, man? You know, how involved did you get with that whole concept, man? Because it looks awesome.
You know what, like, I'm always, like, in the artist, you know, as an artist, you're always involved in the process when it's, from, be it the music. So I've written the song, I've composed the song, I've produced it, but I've also had a vision, like, visually how I want this to be.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I take my hat off to Vips, who done the direction on the DOP on the video, and also Imran by, you know, Revere Records, who put a massive one of the boards that Yogdana, you know, what they've kind of done to make this into kind of the thing that I wanted, really. And, you know, with all that kind of Michael Jackson vibe and the Weeknd vibe, I just wanted to kind of get that in there. And it was a big risk, because, like, I didn't know how people would kind of receive that. But, you know, I hope you guys liked it, you know. And that's the, you know, I just wanted to match the music and make the visuals, you know, be kind of balanced in that way where you could see it and hear it and say, yeah, that's a product as a complete. So that was my intentions behind it. And again, Vips killed it on the direction, man. I take my hat off to him, and I can't thank him enough for the, you know, his direction on the video.
Absolutely, man. Listen, Santu, my brother, absolutely smashed it with this new one. We can't wait to see what you got coming up next. You know, our support 100% as always, bro.
Thank you, my brother,
and thank you for taking the time you know, to speak to me this evening.
No problem.
Next time around, I know you're only down the road, we're gonna have you here up in the studio. My doors are always open.
Definitely,
for you.
Definitely,
always
definitely.
Open for you.
We'll do like a little live session or something, you know.
Paka man. But listen, it's been a while since you've been here, and I ain't gonna let you just go just like that, my bro. Listen, before we drop the new one, it'd be absolutely great for me, for the fans, if you just kind of just hit us up with a few lines, my brother.
Definitely, my brother. So I'm just going to give you a couple lines of the yari. Yeah.
Sun zara soniye kara intezaar, pyar tere na hoya beshumar, tu hi chain dil da, tu hi kara. रात दिन रहंदा तेरा ही खुमार मरना तिजड़ा तेरे नाल सोनी है ना कभी होवी जुदा यारिया यारिया बनाई रखी यारिया ला लिया मैं तेरे ना सदा ले यारिया
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Santu, and this is...
Thank you, brother.
Yadia. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.